This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to the Social Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can hear us every day, 3 hours a day, lucky you, on the Genesis Communication Network. And again, head over to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll there, a lot going on the website. I have these monstrous plans to redo that website this year, although they never really seem to come into fruition. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, another supporter of not just the show, but of all conservative commentators. He's doing what he can to help us out. If you guys would stop feeding China, we probably could win some of these these little arguments that we have. Stop buying stuff made in China. Stop buying stuff made in countries where they hate you, where they can't stand you. You want to make sure that what you're buying, what you're doing, who you're supporting, are people that are supporting you. So, again, have MyPillow.com. The thing you got going on there, or the thing that will really work for you there, is, again, he gives money to the same causes, I hope, think, that you're giving money to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me bring her on. Tony Smith joins me, as she does every week. Always love my time with her. And, God. So what do you do for New Year's Eve? What is a New Year's Eve staple for you, other than going to sleep?
Oh, that's messed up.
Well, no, you hit a certain time in your life, as I do, where you just go, yeah, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I'm over it. And then I set my timer, and then I sleep through my timer, and then I wake up and go, Happy New Year!
And then you go back to snoring again, right?
Exactly. I have a sad story. I'm so paranoid about going out to, like, a New Year's Eve party. The only time I went out for a big New Year's Eve party was when I was dating my ex-husband. And it was the millennial, what is that called? The year 2000? And
the millennial year or something.
Yeah. So it was a big deal. So we went to Universal City Walk, and there were thousands of people there. I don't like crowds, but he was like a real stable kind of guy, so I felt real comfortable in, like, being in his presence, and I did that. But I have never before done anything on New Year's Eve, and I've never done anything since. Just because I'm a little paranoid about, oh, wouldn't this be the time you crash into a pole or somebody, you know, a drunk driver runs into you or whatever. So I stay home. I don't have any plans, but I do have a bottle of champagne. I will pop it. I will somehow try, because you can't cork a bottle of champagne again after you've opened it. So I got to get it. I don't know.
So well, anyway. I go, you know, my dad used to call it, he called it amateur's night. That was it. Which I always got a kick out of. And he'd go, look, professional drinkers drink all year round. You know, they don't wait till one night a year. They go out. There's more accidents, more people killed, more drunk idiots out on the road that night. It's like, stay, drink at home, pass out on the floor, and you're safe.
Yes, now I just, right? And I worry about my children. I think, you know, because they have in-laws, and they're going to different places. And so I need that night to worry. And but then the next day, and we've talked about this on your show for years, the next day, what's in Black tradition is that you do black eyed peas.
Oh.
Excuse me? You cook black eyed peas, you eat black eyed peas and you eat greens and you put money under your doormat. And those things all have symbolic reasons. The greens, which I've forgotten, but it has to do with prosperity, luck, blessings, and whatever. And it's so funny because when my guys come and they clean the porch and they see the money under my doormat and they take them out, I'm like, no, these have to stay there. This is about prosperity. So
yeah, don't touch my money.
Oh, no, he doesn't mess with my money. Also, chitlins. And I don't know if you know what chitlins are.
Oh, I do know what chitlins are. My old pastor used to talk about how his wife...
I don't know chitlins. I've never done them since I was a child. They stink. They smell like what they are. And if your guests don't know what they are...
Look them up. Look them up. Now, don't you
look
dare.
Them up, so I don't have to explain them. God. But, yeah, it's like eating out of your toilet, okay?
Yeah. The deal he said he had with his wife was when she was going to cook and she had to tell him so he could go out and get dinner.
Oh, that's funny, because I couldn't either. I would either, as a child, I would stand by my window, my open window, and I would breathe. And then as I got a little older, I could go a couple doors down to my neighbor's house. It's really bad. But it's a tradition. It's a black tradition.
You're gonna make it's not just a black tradition. A lot of people, white folks,
who the heck else eat chitlins?
Are you serious? God, but when we were traveling with Tammy down there, I took the kids across the country one year, and they're on the menu, for God's sakes.
Of course they're on the menu because people, and I do believe that chefs have learned how to make these things into a delicacy and taste wonderful. I don't know. I don't care. But on New Year's, when your
fried dog poop will never be a delicacy, no matter what you do with it. Okay? Are we clear? Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sony and Joe. If I go throw up, we'll be right back.
Yeah, I know.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Yay. I love speaking to people. I have so much fun with them. You know, I never thought that sarcasm could be used as a tool, but I've learned over the years, yes, it can. I can either drive people away from me or draw them in. It just depends on what I want to do. But I do get a big, I do get a big kick out of people right in front of their faces. And usually it's somebody on the left. You show them how asinine they're being right in front of their faces, and they don't get it. I love it. I think it's wonderful. Sonny Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. I actually had a guy who saw me at a school board meeting, and I will say, to be nice about it, correcting somebody and having the Italian back and forth with them. And he called me the next day. He says, God, you enjoy this stuff. I said, oh, yeah, I love putting stupid people in their place. Makes me very happy.
Joe.
Well, listen, if they don't know they are, I'm usually nicer to them. But, you know, if they're arrogant about their stupidity, yes, then no, I don't have.
I will agree with you. You do tend to pick up on people who are too stupid to know they're stupid.
Thank you. That's right.
And you're patient. You're more patient with them.
Yes. I'll give you that.
I've been watching so many videos lately of people who love going into the fray, like a Candace Owens or I tell my grandson, Ossifer Tatum. There's just people that don't mind the confrontation, and you're one of them. And I think that America needs more of them. And I wish I could be that person. And to be honest, if I didn't have grandchildren who I think that the Biden administration would take from me, I would probably be that person because I have always stood up. I've always spoken out.
I know you have. I met you at the Beverly Hills Tea Party Patriot speech.
It's scary. Listen, I got audited. I was one of the ones with the, what's her name? The IRS person.
Yep. I know what you're talking about, right?
I was there and I spoke out against, and I got audited. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get hung up on her name. But that's where I was like, wait a second, and nobody's coming to my defense. And then I watched people like Dinesh D'Souza and different people like that who are much bigger names than me. And nobody was coming to their defense. It's like, we should be like the Calvary coming out and springing these people out of jail. And I'm like, well, if they ain't going to do it for them, they ain't
going to. You think about it. Only the left.
Lowest learner.
You think we would have learned by now. And you and I have had this conversation about the different quote-unquote races, where the Jews, Jews will stick up for the Jews, but black people will stick up for black people. You know, I mean, you can go through the race. The Asians kind of scatter when somebody gets in trouble. You know, there's only a few groups that truly stick up for their own. And we should be conservatives no matter what color, what?
I'm looking at what's going on with Carrie Lake right now.
Yep.
And you have half of our side going, well, she needs to just bow down.
No.
Is ignorant as ugly as nonsensical as people are on the left? You never hear them back down. They always support their own.
300,000 approximately ballots, mailed out ballots that came back, and the signatures couldn't be verified, missing the whole nine yards, and they still counted them.
The trial. You know how I am about trials.
I know, and it's irritating as heck. You know?
This woman is standing on, and we're not supporting her in huge numbers?
Yeah.
If we
should fill the streets. They should not be able to drive around. Right?
Grow a pair.
Yes, I agree. All right, come on.
I'm over it.
Let's have some fun with some lighthearted new California laws.
Okay. Oh, no.
AB 2147, jaywalking under the new Freedom to Walk Act. Pedestrians will no longer be fined for crossing. Yeah, don't you
worry. You're lying.
Fined for crossing the street outside of designated intersections or crosswalks unless they cause a hazard in the street. No, it gets better. You ready for this? Supporters say the law will reduce the inequitable policing towards certain racial groups. Some also suggest it will encourage more people to walk instead of driving. I guess there's an inequity in people who are crossing the street against traffic. What is this? People of color don't know the difference between walk and don't walk? I don't understand.
Well, we can't read because we went to the public school.
I mean, come on. This is the stupid stuff they do.
It's another form of racism. But
I agree with you. Isn't that racism when you're saying that there's a certain group of people, and I don't care whether it's black or brown or whatever, when you call them out specifically and say they can't do something because of who they are,
that's racism. Don't they have little pictures up with it?
Yeah, they do, don't they? You're right.
Yeah. Cross, don't cross.
All right.
Oh, yeah. What?
Loitering. SB 357.
We don't know how to read pictures either.
No, apparently you don't. A new California law decriminalizes loitering for the intent to engage in prostitution.
What? Hold on.
Also known as the Safer Streets for All Act. The law was introduced last year by Senator Scott Wiener. We all know who he is. Wiener said, you ready for this one? Wiener said, it eliminates an anti-loitering offense that leads to the harmful treatment of people for simply appearing to be a sex worker.
Especially for those under the age of 16. I'm just saying, we all know Wiener's history. His name is Wiener for nothing.
Yeah, they're really sick. I mean, think about it. Everything that man pushes has some kind of sexual content.
It does. Yeah.
I'm
so glad you said it, because I'm really trying to be really cool tonight, because typically on your show, I always say the left are godless, soulless ghouls.
And you don't have to. I'll say it. You want me to say it?
Because I'm really trying.
All right. Well, we'll be back in a few minutes. Hey, did you know that Michelle Obama said that she couldn't stand Barack for almost 10 years? She wanted nothing to do with him. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break.
We couldn't either.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A suspect detained now in connection with the murders of four University of Idaho students. He's identified as 28-year-old Brian Koberger. The arrest comes after an investigation that dragged on for weeks without many updates from police.
Providing any details in this criminal investigation might have tainted the upcoming criminal prosecution or alerted the suspect of our progress.
Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry, a motive for the killing still not established. Koberger still undergoing extradition back to Idaho. He was arrested in an early morning SWAT operation in northeastern Pennsylvania on Friday. With COVID cases beginning to spike again heading into the winter months, the Northeast is reportedly experiencing surges in a new variant called XBB. Dr. Vin Gupta says it's nothing to shrug at.
It's more contagious than, frankly, any other version of the variant that has ever existed.
In New England alone, the rate of COVID XBB spread has more than quintupled just through December. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. Whatever you do, though, don't get informed by this person. Listen.
I did a gender reveal with both of my children, but it's not something that I would do if we ever had another baby. And the reason why I'm against it is because you don't know your baby's gender. It's impossible to know a baby's gender. You can only know your baby's sex. Sex is about the physical characteristics. Gender is something that they decide for themselves. When I look back on the things that I did with my first baby, I cringe, but that's just what happens when you grow.
I'll play it again later, but listen. Listen.
But evolve and learn more. If we have another baby, I will try my hardest to not find out the sex at all until the baby is born. I did a gender.
Sonya Smith joins me to help straighten out some of this crazy. You know, you've called me out before for not understanding. Maybe I'm not understanding.
Yeah, maybe. Well, okay, so here. I straddled.
Don't you dare stick up for her.
No, I'm going to tell you something that I understood today.
Oh.
Okay? Right. So, I watched a louder with Change My Mind video with Stephen Crowder.
Oh, yeah. I love what he does.
Love what he does. I worked with Crowder when I was at PJ Media.
Really?
Yes. What do you mean, really?
Well, I mean, I mean.
Why is a prize?
The guy, for me, at one point, he came out of nowhere.
He was brilliant, and he was interesting. Let's just say, Crowder was interesting, and it was Crowder, it was Bill Whittle, it was Alfonso Zoe, right. It was me, I was the only woman.
It seems to happen to you a lot, just for clarity.
I know, huh? What's that about? Because I was raised as my dad's son. That probably has a lot to do with it. But, so I watched today a video that Crowder had with a woman, and they were talking about transgenderism. And it was a very wonderful conversation. It probably lasted over an hour. So, and don't laugh at me. So, what this woman said that made me a light bulb go off in my head is that children, I'm so old I'm calling them children, but people of their generation, they've had to deal with things that they think are so difficult that's why they feel that they have to be open-minded when it comes to all this crazy, what we feel is crazy transgenderism.
I've heard that before. And you would have a hard-pressed time telling me that they had to deal with things that were much difficult, more difficult than
that. That's what Crowder said. And delicately so, he did this. He says, you have a hard time telling me that a 16-year-old during World War II had it more difficult. And this girl, to her credit, said, yeah, I kind of did. But this is how much of a snowflake, and it was the first time that, you know, we called them snowflakes as kind of a joke. But it really resonated with me when I heard her talk. And I sympathized to her because she was a sweet girl. But they are snowflakes.
Y'all she only knows what she's been spoon-fed.
She's bingo.
And where's mom and dad?
Because they were transitions to, we have coddled these children so much that they can't be told that they're not this or that. But what she said was very interesting. I don't think it's life changing, but she said, you don't understand that after 9/11, we were raised in an unsafe world. We couldn't go out. We had to wear helmets. This is all leftist.
Where? Where was this happening after 9/11?
Left in leftist world. Think about it. In leftist worlds, they couldn't play. Listen, my children never got to play in the.
Do you remember the whole thing with the free range parenting?
And exactly.
It was, right?
And was it good or bad? I still have issues with that. I think it's good and I think it's bad. I'm scared to death.
All right. My kids, I'm going to get a lot of nasties. My kids, especially on Saturday and Sunday, I say, get out of here. Do not come back in the house.
I'm just telling you, as a woman, my children were never, and we brought this up in a conversation with my kids lately. They were never, because I didn't live in a neighborhood where they could be free range. They didn't go to people's houses. If people wanted to spend the night, they did it at my house, but never could they go over anyone else's houses. So what this girl was explaining on Crowder was that's the life they lived. It was a life of safety. Now, so they came out of that going, we need to be compassionate towards everything. And they don't have any religious context, and they don't, you know, so they don't have any Christian context. They don't have any godly context. So,
but whose fault is that?
Because these parents, and I'm being the girl here, and I'm telling you that I'm listening to her going, ooh, I'm kind of understanding what she's saying, but it's still no excuse, because as Crowder was pointing out, there are children who had it worse. But they didn't respond this way. So he tried to show her that there's a political element to this that's helping you really steer point where you're going with this. But they don't.
I've been ridiculed by some people locally when I say I grew up in the 70s. And, you know, we were always under threat. I mean, when I grew up in Boston, we used to jump under a desk. We had air raid drills. Air raid drills.
That's what
Always under the threat of nuclear attack.
Ever.
Right? And People were dying of drugs. People were being beat up and shot.
Exactly.
I mean, New York City had one of the highest crime rates in the late 60s,
exactly.
early 70s. And you're going, I'm sorry, what are you dealing with that you might have climate change that they've been talking about
that.
For 50 years that you're going to die?
Exactly. But if you told these children, you've changed their school system to tell them that they are victims and that people who
disagree with them. Well, that is what happened.
Woo!
Yep.
I'm
in the public school system myself, and I say the same thing. They are indoctrinating them to a big degree. They are telling them things that aren't true because they know that the kids are much more fragile. Look, bullying today is not bullying of the 70s.
No.
Right? I mean, nowadays, you say anything that they feel. I was listening to one guy today. Oh, God, I almost threw up. He's a commentator, far left commentator, was talking about hate crimes and hate speech and speech that entails violence. But what he considered speech that entailed violence was me telling him, I'm sorry, I don't buy into your transgender world. That's violent speech.
If you change the definition of all that, these kids buy into it. The big thing that I think, the most important thing that they both landed on is that these kids have no purpose. So if you have no purpose, you have no purpose in God, you have no purpose in your identity, you have nothing.
Right. But listen, let's bring it personal. Young black girls today are not going through anything near what you went through as a young black girl, correct?
Okay, where are you going with this?
What I'm trying to say is things are getting better. The problem is, same thing with me, being in the Italian community when I was a kid, being a greaseball, a guinea, whatever you want to call it at the time, okay? I couldn't date their girls in the white school.
Okay.
But I guess what I'm trying to say, though, is you can't hang on 1950. Things have gotten better.
Okay, let's
They're
talk
not
about
perfect.
This on the
we'll
other
talk
side.
About that the other side of the break.
Yeah,
okay?
I love that kind. I love that.
Oh, she's going to try to get me in trouble again. John Bacino, your host, be back in a few minutes.
And
don't
I gotta
go
check
far.
My cornbread.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We're back. Come to your host. Always a play. Okay, this is like the saddest thing ever. I have a TV up off my left shoulder because I use it to in case of breaking news or what have you. And I have seen no less four times in the last 2 hours commercials to rent Christmas trees. Why would you rent your Christmas tree? I want my stuff on there with my kids are doing it with. Yeah, come on. We have dog walkers now. We have dog butt wipers or something you can rent. I don't even know. It's just craziness. Anyway, all right. I'm going down the old man get off my lawn kind of mindset here, so I got to stop. Sonya Smith-Jones, every week. I always appreciate her time with me as well. And I don't. Sonya, would you rent a Christmas tree?
That's so funny that you asked me that. I am in the process of moving out of California.
Crazy. I know.
Okay, so let me tell you the process of my Christmas tree. I got a fake Christmas tree. It was never in my lexicon, but I got it before COVID. But something in my spirit said, keep this crap up because you're going to need something cheery. Sure enough, I left this Christmas tree up for 3 years. And then when I came back from Georgia back to California, this Christmas tree was like dusty and dirty, and I had to get rid of it. But it kept me joyous. It kept it alight. It kept wonderful. It kept something wonderful in my house for all of those years during COVID. So now I have a Christmas tree, and I got a little tiny one that I could sit on my coffee table. I could put in my window, and no, I'm going to totally get rid of it. Lights and all, it's got to go. So would I rent a Christmas tree? No, it's too cheap to get a little Christmas tree to put on your coffee table and lots of lights, and you call it a day, and it makes your house wonderful. Christmas trees are wonderful. And you know what? And the things that we as Christians go through to go, oh, this is pagan, and bite me. I'm just like so over it. If you could bring joy to your home and your children and your grandchildren, and you could talk, it sets the atmosphere.
Tie it into Christ. If you can tie it back into Christ, I have no problem.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people who don't do that. You know, and you know, let me tell you what, I told my kids at a very young age that there was the Santa Claus was me, the fat guy sitting in front of them.
You're like my daughter. No,
I did that for a reason. I did that for a reason, right? Because you hear some of these kids talk, and not that we took it to this degree, the fairy tooth person. Woman, whatever, is fake. They find out Santa Claus is fake. They find out, you know, we go through the whole list of things that you tell them that are phony. So what makes you think Jesus is real? My parents lied to me about all that other stuff.
Oh, interesting.
Right? I mean, I've heard kids, teens talk about, here's all the lies my parents told me growing up. Why is this any different?
Me.
So I just decided when I heard that, when I was younger, I said, I'm not doing this with them. I'm not going to be that guy. Here's something that maybe you can relate to. I remember, now we're getting personal, but I remember my ex-wife and I were not getting along, I'll put it that way, and she just kept rapid-fire calling me, and I wouldn't answer the phone because I knew what it was going to lead to. So my son picked up the phone at one point, and he said, it's mom, and she wants to talk to you. Now, what's your first thought? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? You're going to say, just tell her I'm not here. Right? That's what most people would say. Just tell her I'm not here. I'm not ready for this. So, what have you just done? You've just told him, when things get hot and heavy, when things get uncomfortable for you to deal with, you can lie to get out of it.
Wow.
So, I looked at him, and I believe that was the Spirit telling me that. And I looked at him and said, tell your mom, I do not wish to speak to her right now. I will not get on the phone.
Very
I will
good.
Call her later on.
Very good.
He remembers that today.
Oh, wow.
Okay? That was years ago. He remembers that today. Now, I'm not genius. Don't get me wrong.
No,
but those are things where you stop and say, where do the kids learn how to lie? Where do they learn how to kind of skirt the issue, skirt the law, skirt their responsibility? Well, they learn it from you and me.
Hmm.
How many of you, you know, you know who my old pastor was? And he used to say two things. You want to see how somebody thinks? You look in their bedroom or their house, and you look in their car. If the car's a mess and the house is a mess, their brain is a mess. Okay? I agree with him. I didn't at first, but I see what he's saying. Because those things get out of place by not taking care of the little stuff, right? I've got to let this go, and I'll let this little thing go, and I'll let that little thing go, and I'll let this little thing go. Before you know it, it's a mountain. And that's what happens in your brain. I know you can tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead.
Not at all.
And I'm going to go buy me a lottery ticket. I'll be back a half hour.
I would really like to. My sister, who heard the very same pastor that we have in common, She couldn't stand him, but my sister's a leftist, and truth is something that, it's really difficult for her to hear. Truth is difficult for us to hear.
For anybody to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Listen, he would make me uncomfortable. I mean, you've walked
in that. Thank goodness he has a sense of humor, because I don't think he would have worked for me. But so, he's funny, and he's truthful. So it worked
There
for
were
me.
7,000 to 8,000 people in that church on a Sunday. And I always tell people that when you walked in that church, let's put it this way, you could see me without a problem.
Yeah, too out. I wish I knew you then. I wish I knew you then. My children both got saved in that church.
Cool. Yeah. And that wasn't playing around. You know?
Yeah.
I remember him walking around the inner ring of the church, and you see him point to someone, and he lets them have it, and he says, he looks at the camera, and he goes, those are my grandchildren. They think because they're my grandchildren, they're going to get away with A, B, C, and D. No. That's not how it works around here. Okay?
Very interesting, Pat. I love truth, and that's probably why I'm a conservative. People go, oh, black conservatives are sellouts. I think there's something deeper. I think black conservatives seek truth. And if you look at any of Candace Owens' videos and documentaries, or as I told my grandchildren, Ossifer Tatum.
Yep.
We seek truth. I just want to know clarity. And what I learned early on is that what the left was telling me was not truth, because I lived their life. I did it for many, many years, and it caused me a lot of heartaches. I wound up with two children out of wedlock, two different baby daddies, no career. Now, they told me that as a black woman, I was entitled, and there was just so many things that they told me that were wrong. And that was, I learned from listening to them that what they told me was lies. And that's what led me
to... Yeah, but then your daughters got it both barrels, too, when they went to church, because it never, to school. It didn't change. Hey, before we run out of time...
It's not changed to this day. Are you kidding?
Before we run out of time, I want to hit you with something, because you're the entertainment expert here. There's a move afoot, and Whoopi Goldberg actually spoke out against it. There's a move afoot to consider removing Blazing Saddles as an option. You knew that was coming eventually, right? I mean, total satire.
I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner.
Yeah, right? I mean, 1974, and they're going through it, and they're talking about, you know, how blatantly racist it was and how it made fun of, you know, blacks and Jews. And going... These kids are so dull. They don't. It's just like All in the Family. These movies, these shows were put there to show you how asinine racism and bigotry was. To show you how ugly and uncomfortable it should have been.
Yes.
And they can't pick it up. Am I wrong?
Can't pick it up. They have no sense of humor.
Or reality. Do they really believe that anybody walked away from that show thinking it was okay to start using the N-word? For white folks to start using the N-word?
It's worse to have no sense of humor.
I think
no sense of humor should be, put away somewhere.
Zoe said his favorite line from that movie is, hey, where the white women at?
Where the white women at? If you don't understand why that's funny...
I know, right?
Listen, I had a sister...
You got 30 seconds, go.
No, my sister didn't understand, during the day, long time ago... Why, Howard Stern, this is a long time ago, because he's lost his sense of humor.
Quick.
I don't know what's wrong.
Yep.
Funny.
Because
you don't have a sense of humor. I got to get my cornbread out of the oven.
Get your cornbread out of the oven before it burns. All right, Joe Mussini, your host. Sonya Schmidt will be with us next week, like she always is. God bless people. Yeah, same time, same bat channel, same Joe channel, I guess. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
Howdy most.